Fake news is waging war in your Facebook newsfeed. And the people on the front lines of the battle are women.
We recognize that it's kind of unique to have this team working on something that's so critical to the company. And given that, there's a sense of pride that accompanies that and makes it kind of a special team to work on.
Campbell Brown, a longtime television news journalist, heads up the news partnerships team.
We need to regain the trust of people who are on Facebook, who engage with news on Facebook. And then we need to regain the trust of publishers also.
Brown's group works with the news product team, also led by a woman, Alex Hardiman. They decide what kind of stories show up in your Facebook newsfeed and what shouldn't see the light of day.
Just to state the obvious, we are at a crazy moment in time where a lot of people really don't trust the news and the information that they see. And that is an incredible problem that we have to solve. I mean, we have heads of state who are in active warfare with really good, credible news organizations, and that's deeply problematic.
I don't think that a platform should be fact-checking what individual or people are saying within their own communities. Where that changes and where our responsibility is significant is when false news and misinformation is maliciously spreading on Facebook and leading to real-world harm or real-world outcomes. And that's where we need to take a broad set of actions in order to prevent it from appearing, remove it, or reduce its distribution.
It's a massive, complicated undertaking, and one that will change what you see in your Facebook feed. Facebook's strategy is to lift news from trusted sources higher. Fake news and hoaxes will still be there, but pushed farther down, with links from fact checks to provide context. But what sets this team apart is its members. At Facebook, where men outnumber women almost 2-1, this team is led by two female division heads, and women make up the majority of its product leaders.
They are fearless. They are fierce. And it's because when you think about how you want to spend your time, for many of us, there's no greater thing that we can try to do than to solve these problems as best as we can.
Does that matter? It may. Research shows women-led teams with greater diversity are more successful than the norm. And the success of this team at the planet's biggest social network has high stakes. Their decisions can shape the future of journalism and affect elections.
We're not just doing a job. It's working on incredibly hard problems that are going to define the future for our children.
That future will still have hoaxes, misinformation, and conspiracy theories. But Facebook is putting women on the front line of your newsfeed, hoping to turn the tide.